You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Bethany Bump asks in the Albany Times-Union, how close is New York State to legalizing marijuana? Quote, I think there's a very good chance the Assembly will take it up this year, and if it comes to the floor, it will pass, end quote, said Richard Gottfried, a Democrat who chairs the Assembly's Health Committee and stumps for its passage every year. Quote, the Senate obviously at the moment is a very different story, end quote. Several more Democrats would have to be elected in the Senate before such a measure could pass. Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine have legalized the drug, and Canada and New Jersey might. New York was the 22nd state to legalize some form of medical marijuana, though its program is considered among the most restrictive in the country. Senator Liz Krueger is working to push her Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act in New York after those nearby states have. Quote, not only has the world not ended, those states are learning what we know will be true here, she said at a news conference on the bill May 8th. Quote, we will be decreasing the costs in our criminal justice probably by $400 million to $600 million a year, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo was opposed to legalization, but has recently softened that stance since Democratic opponent Cynthia Nixon has enthusiastically endorsed legalization. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that the proposal to rename the Saugerties Post Office after the recently deceased Maurice Hinchey passed the House of Representatives. Hinchey, a 79-year-old Democrat, died on November 22, 2017. Congressperson Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat from Cold Spring, said Hinchey was, quote, a legend in the Hudson Valley and beyond, end quote. Congressperson John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, sponsored the resolution and spoke on the U.S. House floor about Hinchey.
I rise today to offer support for H.R. 4722, a bill to designate the postal facility at 111 Market Street in Saugerties, New York, as the Maurice D. Hinchey Post Office Building. Congressman Hinchey was a lifelong New Yorker and a true public servant. He is fondly remembered as an advocate, a staunch advocate for what he believed, including care for our military veterans and the environment through his support of the Clean Air Act and the Hudson River Heritage Area, among many other accomplishments.
There's a full recording of Faso's remarks about Hinchey at the WGXC newsroom. You can read the full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network website. Columbia Green Media reports that the village of Coxsackie will soon begin purchasing energy in bulk through the Good Energy Community Choice Aggregation Program. Quote, we look forward to working with Good Energy to save the residents money on energy bills, said Village of Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans. Quote, the village board seeks every opportunity to save money for the people of Coxsackie, and this was an excellent way for residents to save money at no cost to the village, end quote. Coxsackie is part of the Community Choice Aggregation Plan with the towns of Cairo and New Baltimore in Greene County and the villages of Fayetteville and Manoa in Onondaga County. Residents and businesses should see lower energy rates. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The New York Power Authority May 9th unveiled its largest to date solar array installation at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. The school district will lower its energy costs and carbon footprint with the 1,216-kilowatt ground-mounted system. Quote, NYPA is proud to unveil our largest solar project today as part of our long-term commitment to fighting climate change by promoting renewable energy use, and we are thrilled to help pass on the message of sustainability and clean energy technology to the next generation, end quote. NYPA says the project will save the school $66,851 in energy costs each year, the equivalent of 952.5 tons of CO2 each year, or 204 cars on the road. The 3,816-panel system covers 5 acres behind the junior-senior high school's new running track. It is expected to generate more than 1.5 million kilowatt hours of solar electricity a year. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.